I think the fundamental objection to the Mexican migration is racist. I think if there were 10 to 15 million Swedes or Canadians living here illegally, there would not be any talk about it. Now, there are consequences of the migration that are negative for Americans, drives down wages, etc. But that's not what is fueling the Minutemen and such groups. They just don't like brown people. And Sarah Palin and these teabaggers say they want their country back. They mean they want a white guy as president. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to crack the code. Yeah. So, no, it's racism. And, you know, I have mixed feelings about that. Meaning, I used to teach history in a university. And what we call xenophobia, this reaction against otherness or others, is absolutely normal. There would be enormous unrest in Mexico if there were 15 million U.S. citizens living and working there illegally. You know, it's just human nature. And so I'm reluctant to fire this silver bullet I just mentioned, racist, just because some of my fellow citizens object to having illegal Mexicans in their community. Yeah. Look at the kindly treatment the Mexicans give Guatemalans. Yeah. Go talk to people who have ridden the train of death. I have.